What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. This is episode 213 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. I'm recording this one outside today, not in the Jeep, but I'm you can probably hear the little ones in the background who are climbing these giant dirt piles in a construction site next to our house, and I'm just making sure they don't die and trying to be productive at the same time. So what I wanted to talk about today was a couple of self-sabotage techniques that I've been known to use, and you may be using these and not realizing it, and maybe this is just what you need to acknowledge that you've been doing this. So in my head, I think there's a lot of variations of these, but I thought of three that have definitely applied to me quite a bit. Number one is just straight up denial. So denial meaning we're just not accepting the fact that something is an issue or a problem. So I look at this with oftentimes people who are trying to lose weight specifically. You know, pretty much any physical goal, gain weight, lose weight. But lose weight is obviously the most common. And where I think we have denial is in the fact that it's our lifestyle and eating habits that have to change in order for us to lose weight. And no matter how much we kick and scream, we have to give up our wine, we have to give up our bread, we have to give up our ice cream, whatever we are eating, drinking in excess, we have to give it up. Things will not change until we acknowledge the fact that we're in that situation because of our behaviors, and those situations will not change until the behaviors change. Obvious, very simple, I know, but it's amazing how long we will fight this and think that there is some kind of miracle cure for our scenario that's not that obvious thing. This has happened to me several times. One of my bad habits would be drinking alcohol, not too much in terms of excessive amounts at one time, but I'd say like frequently, like I'd like to have one or two whiskeys a night for a year, you know what I mean, every night. And then I'll go through various stages where I'm not feeling great. Some of you guys know I've had pretty constant problems with the drainage of one of my ears for the last several years, resulting in vertigo and loss of hearing and just general shit. And several times my wife would suggest, hey, why don't you cut back on the booze and see if that helps. And I'll say, nah, that's not a thing, for, you know, 6 months before I actually try and eliminate something that obviously isn't good for me and could very well be having an impact on my scenario. But I don't want to give it up. So I think that it's not that, it's something else. It remains to be seen if it is that or not, because I have given it up. And I'll go back and forth with how much it helps or not. But the point being, many times the solution is right there under our nose, and we just refuse to acknowledge it because we just really don't want to do what that would entail. You know, maybe that's, you know, that joining a gym would make you feel better, but you just really don't want to do it because you know what that means. So you're in a bit of denial about the situation. Similarly, I think along those kind of same lines is that we have a tendency to try the said fix for, you know, 3 days and then bail on it because it didn't work. So again, I use myself as an example. I'll give up drinking for like 4 days and expect everything that I was having issues with to go away after 3 days. And that's not how it works. You know, we know that the body takes a long time to adapt to everything. So even if you've made a significant change that's going to have very, very positive effects, it's going to take longer than 3, 4, or 5 days. It can take longer than 3, 4, or 5 months even sometimes. So what'll happen then is we'll be very quick to just jump back to our old habits because we'll say, that didn't matter. You know, so again, I'll use myself as an example. If I said, hey, I haven't had a drink in 5 days and my ear's still clogged, so it must not be the drinking, and I'll give myself permission to go back to drinking because I really wanted to. and this is the perfect excuse. When in reality, let's just say my inflammation is caused from alcohol, that might take a month to 3 months to go away. So deciding after 4 days that the new nutrition program, the workout program, the marketing program for your business, the extra hours of sleep, like whatever you've changed for the better, and then you decide it isn't working, don't make that decision too soon, because that's another very, very common self-sabotage. And I think the third one, and I'll leave it at this one today, is a common one, and again, I've caught myself in this many times, is that we have a tendency to like give ourselves credit for something that we could do because we've done it a little. So let me give you an example. Let's say you decide you want to start, I used to see this with people trying to quit smoking a lot. They would say, I'm going to quit smoking. They don't smoke for 10 days. And they say, see, I know I could quit if I want to. So now I'm going to go back to smoking. So they'll later say, oh, I proved to myself that I could do it. I just don't want to do it now. Right? So this again happens a lot, where it's like, in physical challenges, we see this a lot. So I was listening to a guy recently who completed some astronomical physical feat, where he did 50 Ironman triathlons in 50 days, so one every day for 50 days, and he did them in 50 different states, so in a different state every day for 50 days. Unreal. But he talked about how even, he's got to deal with a lot of his own self-sabotage, and, everybody does, no matter what level. But he would say how he would finish, he finished like his fifth one, and then he's like, see, I could do this. Like, I don't have to do the remaining 45. I just did 5. I could definitely, do the other 45. So you kind of give yourself this credit when you haven't earned it, right? So you eat well for a week, and you're like, I got this. So I don't have to keep doing it because I know I could do it, right? Or this is another one similar. Let's say you realize that you have to start doing a certain thing in order to feel better. So let's say you realize, hey, I found out I got to reduce my intake of bread. I'm overeating bread, and that's definitely causing me to weigh more than I want to. Or I'm drinking too much, and I got to cut that out because I'm not sleeping well, and I wake up every day with a headache, or whatever your thing is, right? So you cut it out, and you start feeling better, right? So you cut out your wine at night or whatever, and you start to feel good. You cut out your bread, you're leaning out, you're working out and feeling good and looking good. So this goes on for a while, 2 months, 3 months, and you're actually in the zone. Like, you really, this thing has become a habit now. You don't eat bread anymore. You don't drink wine anymore. Curtis, come. Now what happens is you start to believe your own hype, in that you think that your metabolism or something has changed and that you can actually go back to that old habit and it won't negatively affect you anymore, right? So it's similar to the other one, but now you think, hey, I bet I could, I'm lean now. I bet I could eat that bread and not have a problem. Hey, I feel great all the time. I bet I could have a little wine and not have a problem, right? And then you ease back into the scenario. So they say this is a big challenge with people in medications and stuff like that, right? So you have somebody that has to take a medication for a certain condition, and they take the medication regularly, and they get to the point where they don't feel like they need the medication because they don't feel like they have the problem anymore, right? So then they say, well, I'm going to stop taking the meds because I don't need it anymore. I don't have XYZ. And for a few days, that actually works, because you have the medication in your system or whatever. So for 4 or 5 days, you're like, look, I'm good. Like, I don't need this, right? And then, the other shoe drops, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, man. And now you're behind, and you're, ending up in a bad way. And this is something that happens, they say, a lot in business, very similar, where let's say you're spending a certain amount of money on marketing every month, and your new customers are rolling in, and you start to get to a point where you're like, hey, I don't think I need to do this anymore, because I'm getting customers, like, all the time. So you stop spending your money on marketing, and for 2 months, the old marketing is still working. So you're like, see, I don't need this. I'm saving $500 a month. And then 2 months later, nothing's happening. And you go through 6 months with no new customers because you cut your marketing back 3 months ago thinking that you didn't need to do it. What you didn't realize is that doing it was the thing that was making you successful. So think about how that applies to our daily lives and what we do so often that we, you know, we kind of stop doing because we don't think it's working, and we think that somehow we don't need it anymore, when in fact the reason we're feeling so good is because we've been doing that thing consistently. So stopping to do it is probably the worst thing ever. I'm going to check this, make sure the audio is okay because I'm in the wind, but I think it came out all right, and I'll check you guys out later. Peace.